on the hotline right now. I hate to say it because he's not funny, but he was better than I was yesterday. The governor of Jim Burt's, New Jersey.
Oh, he's a nose tackle, too. Oh, my gosh.
Chris Christie joins us. Governor Christie, Boomer Craig, Jim Burt. How you doing, pal? Mm-hmm.
Doing great this morning, Craig. Boomer, good morning. Jim, thanks for the compliment.
You got it, brother.
hey, Governor, thank you yesterday for showing up. I know you got a busy schedule. You got to put out a lot of fires over there in Jersey. And to take, 20 minutes to come over to the Waldorf yesterday meant a lot to me. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, Boomer. I wouldn't have missed it. We had a great time. Mary Pat and I both enjoyed it. I understand that my appearance, it went downhill from there, Boomer.
Oh, it was brutal.
Oh, you should have seen the last guy on the dais. Oh, my God. It was brutal.
Chris, it was so bad. It took 3.5 hours. Nobody was funny other than Jeffrey Ross and Jim Norton. By the time I got up there, the 9 NFL owners that were in there had spit coming out of their mouths because they fell asleep. It was brutal. Right. Absolutely brutal. It was nice of you to come out there and take a couple shots of my partner. I appreciated that.
Well, I was glad to do it.
Yeah, he was glad to do it, all right.
Jim Burt, you want to say, listen.
Yes, I met him in Indianapolis. Right. I looked
we
at
sure
him.
Did.
I said, this guy's a nose tech. I looked at him. I didn't know who he was. Right. I looked at him from behind. And your ass is bigger than mine, Governor.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Look at Jim Burt.
Governor, you got a wider ass.
No, he doesn't.
Offensive lineman.
Yeah, the governor looks good now. He's starting to lose some weight.
Yeah,
it's all good.
You look great.
Don't lose too much, though.
Hey, so let me ask you this. We talked to Governor Christie. I know it's very sensitive, as you should be as the governor of New Jersey. Give people an idea of what's been happening in Jersey and how Jersey has handled the influx of all these people for the Super Bowl, Gov.
Well, you know, Craig, I think everybody's really loved it over here. You know, we have the team staying here in Jersey City. We have a practice in Emmons Forum Park in East Rutherford. And so the players are in New Jersey most of the time. Media Day was here. I think the folks here are really excited and really welcoming. The restaurants and all the different events that we're having over here have been really great. And we're ready for Sunday. You know, I went and visited the security station we have up at the Meadowlands. It's an impressive operation. And I think everybody should be confident on Sunday that they're going to have a safe, secure, and enjoyable time. And the weather keeps getting better by the minute.
Yeah, and that's the key thing. They're saying during the day, mid-40s, by game time, low 30s, no rain, no snow, and the fears that came in a week and a half ago with the really bad crippling storm, and then the thought that there was a weather pattern, it looks like the NFL is going to get exactly what they wanted, and that is a Super Bowl where the weather is not an issue. So from that standpoint, there's no reason why MetLife Stadium doesn't shine for the world to see.
It's absolutely right. And, you know, listen, for the state, it's a relief as well. You know, the biggest concern was having a storm at some point, really right before the game, you know, to make sure that we could make the roads safe and the stadium comfortable for people. And the fact that the weather report keeps getting better just is to let us show everybody that the enjoyable time they've been having all week in this area is going to be capped off by a great game on Sunday night. And as governor of the state that's hosting this thing, it's a really fun thing for me to do.
We're talking to Governor Chris Christie of the state of New Jersey. And Governor, I don't know if you know this. I was reading something about this. I don't know how accurate it is, but there was a snow removal insurance plan in place for about $5 million or something like that. And if it wasn't used, it was going to be given to like the Boys and Girls Clubs over there. Did you hear anything about that?
I'm not sure about that, about an insurance policy, Boomer, but I know that we had contingency plans to make sure that we had all the sufficient finances and equipment in place to be able to move snow and move it as quickly as possible, both in the parking lots and stadium and in the roadways leading up to MetLife Stadium. So we were very ready for it. I don't know about the insurance policy part of it. That's news to me.
All right, and how about the impact that the Super Bowl host committee has had on the Boys and Girls Clubs and the different charities over in New Jersey?
Oh, it's been fabulous. I was at a couple of days ago with the commissioner and Woody Johnson and John Tisch at the Boys and Girls Club in Newark. It's undergone a complete renovation, a new swimming pool, a new dance studio, renovating other rooms in the place, a new media room for the kids. And that's just one of a lot of projects that the New York New Jersey Host Committee, Snowflake Foundation, has put together. And they've also brought other folks to the table to donate money under their auspices to do things to improve things all over the region, not just in New Jersey. I know Woody Johnson was going to Brooklyn yesterday to do another event in Brooklyn where the Snowflake Foundation's having an impact. So when we got the Super Bowl bid 2.5 years ago, we told people that it would not only have a positive economic impact, but a long-term impact in improving some of the things, the charitable perspective in the region. And the NFL and the host committee have followed through on the promise.
I have the solution to all of your economic woes for the entire state of New Jersey.
But, you know, this will be fascinating.
No, listen. It is fascinating.
You're like the Alan Greenspan of sports radio.
I don't know who that is.
He wants to be the Secretary of Commerce for the state of New Jersey.
No, I don't want a state-appointed job. Listen, when Christy Todd Whitman screwed the pooch with her ridiculous Wall Street wagering and put New Jersey in like $7 billion of debt, and then McGreevy came through, and then Cody, and then Corzine and his nonsense with Goldman Sachs, I've solved your problems financially. But you have to allow me to do it, and here's what it is. I'm turning Xanadu into a casino. Done.
That's a tremendous idea. The only problem is that the Constitution of New Jersey prevents that. So
what?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you think George Washington cares if you change his constitution a little bit? He was a gambler. He didn't care.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's a big story when you co-hosted with me when Boomer took his 473rd day off last summer. I asked you the question about Super Bowl tickets. Then became a big story how the NFL actually has all the boxes. You know, the governor doesn't get an entire suite, blah, blah, blah. Are you going to the game? And if so, where are you sitting for the game?
Well, I am going to the game on Sunday, and the New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority, which, as you know, is the landlord over there, has a box that was given to them by the host committee, and that's where I'll be sitting.
Nice. So what time should I bring the kids, my wife, my in-laws, and my 140-pound dog over there so that we can get in and be nice and comfortable and watch the game with you?
You know you're welcome anytime.
That's what I'm talking about. Governor, anytime. It was good seeing you yesterday. And like I said, it'll never happen again where you're funnier than I am or anyone else in the room. But yesterday, you were the guy, and we appreciated you being there. And it was good seeing you, okay?
Well, thank you very much for having me. It was great for me and Mary Pat to have the chance to come over and honor Boomer. And Boomer, I mean, honestly, I took as many shots at Dan Marino as I did at you, to be fair.
That is He's much easier to take shots at, and you got to admit that.
No doubt. I mean, listen, I'm not saying I'm going for the high bar here, Boomer. You know, I'm just going to try to get a laugh.
Listen, we heard your State of the Union speech the other day. We know you're not going high bar.
So nice. And at least we got one New Jerseyan on the set. Jim, thank you for being on the show this morning.
Nice to talk to you.
You're thanking the guy that made fun of how you look.
He's okay. Governor's good. He's got a good sense of humor.
You raised taxes in his town only just to teach him a lesson.
I'm okay with that.
All right, listen, good job. Hopefully, hopefully Jersey will pull it off. And have a great showing on the Super Bowl. And we appreciate you coming on. Be well.
Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Boomer.